and welcome to a special one-off of Film Sack, where we talk about the pending Oscars happening this very weekend. And we wanted to get you a little bit of cheese to chew on before that all goes down.
We kind of got into it a little bit on the morning stream on Wednesday, and it occurred to me that we have a lot to talk about. Not a lot, but like there's a lot we could talk about the Oscars. Sure. The Oscars are tomorrow for us. So hope you're listening to this on the 11th or 12th.
I'm also a little bit annoyed that it took us this long, this many years to think of this, because this is a great idea. Should be doing this every time.
Totally. Every year, I've kind of shoehorned this into an episode of the morning stream or Film Sack or both.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we should actually take some time and talk about, because like every year, Brian Ibbett and I both fill out our guesses, our Oscar ballots, right? And then that's like a part of our experience figuring out, you know, watching the show and finding out how good we are at figuring out what's going to happen.
Yeah, how good your picks are. But
there's two things I want to talk about on this episode. The one is, should you watch some things before the Oscars? And my answer is always, yes, you should. There are certain things you should definitely see so that you get an idea, right? So you know what to root for. Yeah. You have, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, how do you watch those?
Yeah, right? Like, that's tricky.
This is not easy.
So of all of these, I feel like Ibbett and probably Brian or Randy are probably the closest of seeing all these. Dunaway and I are a little on the back end of who's seen what, but let's go for the big stuff and figure out where to get it and where to see it if you can, but also B, where we think this is all going to land. So let's start with Best Picture.
Right. So I think, and Ibbett, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I think both Ibbett and I have Everything Everywhere All at Once winning like 7 or more Oscars. Mm. It's all over the place.
Let's see. I've got them winning. I don't have them winning Best Picture, so we'll talk about that.
Okay, but we do need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do have them down for 5. I have them down for 5.
It is the movie, in my opinion, that you should see if you have not before watching the Oscars. It is the thing that you're going to get to root for the most often throughout the night. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the one that has got the most nominations and so far this year the most accolades of any film since Return of the King, by the way, just to give some comparison.
It's all over our ballots, and I'm just curious. So it's streaming on Showtime. That's where you can go see Everything Everywhere All at Once. You can get a free trial and watch it. But I'm just curious. Hey, Brian Dunaway, what do you think of Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah, have you seen it?
I think I haven't seen it. Yeah. I also think I don't remember anything about this meeting. What day was it? Tuesday on TMS?
Wednesday.
I wasn't there. Wednesday, excuse me.
You showed up early. You left early on Wednesday.
Yeah. It was hilarious. It was hilarious early in the day. Oh, don't forget, we're going to stay after for our little Oscar show today. I was like, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I haven't seen any of these movies. I haven't seen, but for the record, I haven't seen Everything All at Once either.
No.
Yet.
Apparently it was not everywhere all at once.
I enjoyed it. I've talked about this a lot, but Tina did not enjoy it. She gave an audible groan when the third act came up.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're in the right frame of mind, and somebody even said on TMS that if you watch it in two parts or three parts, it's a lot better of a film. I think it was great. I've got it for a few categories, but I know Hollywood likes to appreciate Hollywood, so I've got The Fabelmans winning. My favorite of the list, though, is The Banshees of Inisherin. That's one I'd love to see win, but it won't.
I think Everything Everywhere All at Once has that award in the bag. I'm shocked that you went with Fabelmans.
Oh, really?
Have you seen
Fabelmans?
Yeah, and I think All Quiet on the Western Front is the second most vote getter. Mm. I'm just guessing here, but
I've got it down for a lot of the other categories. That's actually the one that has the most wins in my book.
But for Brian Dunaway's purposes, and for the purposes of anyone listening who just doesn't really watch a lot of these movies, there are 5 movies nominated for Best Picture that you, Brian Dunaway, will enjoy.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is one of the ones that I've heard the most talk about, being someone who doesn't usually keep up with what's the hot Oscar film. So I think it has has possibility, at least in the audience mind.
And I think you would love it. I think you could watch Top Gun Maverick. Of course, you could watch Top Gun Maverick. It's nominated.
That's a people's favorite.
Yes,
it is. That's a Golden Globe kind of winner, but not an Oscar winner.
But there are other popular movies in that list.
Didn't win a Golden Globe either.
Yeah,
Brian, you could obviously watch Avatar 2. That's a movie for you. That's nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
you'd be surprised, but Triangle of Sadness is a very every person movie. Like anyone.
So it's not full of sadness. Because if I went to the theater and saw a poster that said Triangle of Sadness, I'm like, nah, I don't want to feel sad
that
today.
That phrase is a joke. It's a joke at the very beginning of the movie.
Is it talking about
a woman? It has zero to do with anything. No, it's if you furrow your brow trying to look serious, it's that triangle of sadness that appears right above your nose between your eyebrows.
That's so the whole reference? I had no idea.
That's the whole reference, yeah.
Okay. The T-zone of sadness, I got you.
Also, I haven't seen that. So
the fifth one in Best Picture that anybody could watch is Elvis. And
actually seen that one.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah. Nicely done. Yeah. I've only seen, hold on, I got to see what I've seen here. I feel really embarrassed here. Top Gun Maverick and Banshees of Inisherin are the only two I've seen. And for whatever reason, because I loved it so much, I think Banshees will probably win Best Picture. And I don't know why I feel that way. Obviously, I can't really say because I haven't seen all this other shit. But
it's superbly Oscar baity, right? It is like it sprang from the earth of the Oscars garden. But I just feel like
why Banshees was not nominated for cinematography blows my mind, because that absolutely should have been a cinematography gimme.
Totally.
So let's jump to that. Because I'm trying to find places where you and I might differ on our
ballots. And we should tell the listeners, by the way,
it's gonna be up and down the list. I think you and I are gonna differ.
Yeah. The listeners should know. Our attempt today, like an Oscar speech, is to have a limit on time. And so we're gonna play everybody off when we do. And right now we're at we're at 23 minutes left.
Okay. Right.
So we've got time. I'm just throwing that out there so that when that happens, everybody knows. Yeah, you'll hear the
all
music.
Right, so Best Picture, Randy's saying Everything Everywhere. I'm saying Fableman. Scott's saying Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
Brian is saying Elvis because that's the one he's seen.
Yeah. No. I'm saying everything everywhere all at once just because you've heard the one I've heard the most.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. So jumping over to cinematography, I can't imagine that we're off on this. It's going to be All Quiet on the Western Front, right?
You and I agree on that one. Yep, sure. That movie is beautiful.
That is a relatively new movie, so it's not on my list of things you could watch before the Oscars. Sorry, it's not available, right?
Oh, it is totally available. It's a Netflix thing. Yeah. It's been available almost the longest out of any of these.
It's technically Netflix original. Yeah. And they have it in a really good English dub, by the way.
Really good English dub. And it's definitely something, if you can fit it in, I mean, even after the Oscars, you should watch it, because it is of all the movies in the list, maybe the most powerful movie nominated. I think there's other movies that are entertaining. There's other movies that are really good.
Sure.
But All Quiet is very powerful.
Well, and Best Documentary is where I have the listing for the most powerful or important or what have
you. Sure. Oh. But a lot of times this shit has to do with war. The Oscars love war. So that thing will probably run away with a lot of its categories. I mean, it may even win. So. It may sweep everything it's in, and who knows? Because people, the voters love that stuff. But
I think it's a lock for international feature because it's such a good crossover between all these other categories.
Yeah.
There's nothing else in that list that really struck me. Like Argentina, 1985, good movie, but it's not anywhere near the cachet of All Quiet on the Western Front.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I will say it's the only one of the international features that I've seen, because I was thoroughly expecting RRR to be in there, but India had a different movie that they wanted to submit for.
Oh, is that? Oh, is that how? I didn't know how that's. I didn't.
Yeah,
know
you, as a country, you only get to submit one film,
and so it's important when you're talking about who's gonna win, like you're trying to predict, that you remember that there are all of these factions and forces at play bearing down on the voters, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So like Best Actor may be one where we differ.
Right.
Where
I can't imagine. Really?
I feel like there has been so much pressure on the voters to vote for Brendan Fraser for Best Actor.
Yeah. He's got this thing locked.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, Austin Butler maybe, but I found Elvis to be so just Baz Luhrmann navel gaze.
Yeah, full of itself. Yeah.
And The Whale is otherwise a movie that I don't recommend you waste your time watching or spend your time watching before the Oscars, because it's really that it's all about Brendan Fraser in the Oscars, and you got to pay $20 for it.
Yeah, that's the reason we haven't watched it yet.
I'm not spending
Aronofsky
that money.
Said, we're not planning on making this thing streaming anytime soon.
When it gets there, I'll get to it. I ain't doing it before that.
For sure.
Well, and for Scott's purposes, I really, really want to talk about Best Original Score.
Wait, before you hop off actor, I just want to say, since the only one of these I've seen is Banshees of Inisherin, I just want to make a little ballpark note for Colin Farrell. He's a feisty little Irishman. All right.
Yeah.
He comes out punching, swinging, does a lot of cool stuff in his career. I think this is some of the best shit he's ever done. I will be a little sad. I will not be surprised, but I'll be a little sad if he doesn't get it. That's all I wanted to say.
You will believe a man loves a donkey after you watch Colin Farrell in
so good.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and a man movie. And a man doesn't worry too much about killing a dog. Mm-hmm. So for Scott, I actually meant to say best animated feature film. Because I assume that you've seen Pinocchio.
I've seen everything here, and except for the new Puss in Boots, which I hear is excellent. If I was going to guess here, I think Pinocchio absolutely 100% gets it.
Most buzz.
That's my expectation too.
Yeah. And you can watch it on Netflix. Anybody can watch it on Netflix. I think it's going to win for sure.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I guess I mentioned best original score. I feel very strongly that Babylon is going to win that. If you really like movie music, you can watch it on Paramount Plus. I think that's
Babylon. Tell me what's the core? What is Babylon? What is the gist of the film? Do we know what
that is? It's like old Hollywood, right? Or not old Hollywood, but old. Yeah. Old Hollywood.
Okay.
Old Hollywood, right?
Like, I'm ready for my close up, Mr. DeMille, that kind of stuff.
Big star list in this one. And I've not seen it yet. So the only thing I've got it down for is production design, just because it looks like
Hollywood, looking at Hollywood again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, the score is absolutely incredible. It doesn't hurt that you're looking at Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt and Diego Calva. Oh my god, that man. But like the score is tremendous.
Completely unaware of this film. I don't know why I hadn't even heard of it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't even know.
Because it is another one of those that's really Oscar baity. This was designed to catch Oscar votes.
Interesting.
I don't think Damien Chazelle is a big deal yet. He's kind of young and unaccomplished at this point. What do you have?
Call Me By My Whiplash? Name. Right? Call Me By Your Name was his as well.
Mm. Does it?
You know what? He directed La La Land, didn't he?
Oh, I guess he almost won.
I guess he is pretty accomplished.
Yeah, really almost. Yeah, for a hot minute it won. Go right to original song. Applause.
Okay.
I'm going to sing each one of these, just a little portion of it. So here we go. Okay. Tell It Like a Woman. The song is Applause. Or no, is that the movie? No, that's the song.
The song is Applause.
And it goes, hey, we're clapping hands. Let's get to the thing where we applaud. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you got Top Gun Maverick. You got Hold My Hand, which goes, hold my hand. All right. And then you got Black Panther.
Musical performance is right in the middle of our Oscar shows.
I know. This is impressive. Black Panther with Wakanda Forever. Or that's the movie. Yep. And then you got Lift Me Up Before You Go Go. Something, something.
Very good. That nailed it.
Yep. And then Natu Natu from RRR, which just goes, ah! All right. There's that. And then finally, Everything Everywhere All at Once. This is a Life, which goes, this is but a life, it's now or never, right? That's a good one.
Oh my god.
So there you go. Which one did you like the most of all the ones I just previewed for you?
For people who watch the Oscars, one of the big questions is, what are they going to do with these songs during the broadcast?
Right.
They have a history of doing them live, performing them. Sometimes they perform the whole song, sometimes a little segment of the song, and there have been Oscars where they've mashed them all up and you don't get to hear the whole songs. We have no idea what's going to happen. I'm predicting that Naatu Naatu is going to win. It's just such a feel good song. And
How annoyed are you that RRR is only nominated in the single category?
I'm very annoyed because I really would have liked to see it be the international nominated for a national feature. I don't know if I would have said that it would have won against All Quiet on the Western Front, though, after seeing both of them. But
nominated for Best Original Score? I don't get that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, it's just like, what are we doing nominating Banshees of Inisherin, for instance, in that category?
It had a lovely
score.
Yeah, a nice score. I like that. You're a little too anti-Banshees for my taste.
Banshee.
The score for the movie is totally forgettable. 100% forgettable.
Oh, I don't know.
Whereas RRR, both the songs and the score are historic. RRR.
There was two R's there. We need one more R.
Another category they could have put it in is best sound. That's a really hard one for Oscar guessers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have Top Gun Maverick for winning for best sound.
I have All Quiet, because All Quiet sound just doesn't think it would work. But
oh, weird. It turns out it's not so quiet on the Western
front. Spoiler, not so quiet on the Western front.
Yeah, it's an ironic title. we got to get actors in here, don't we? We got to get some actors.
Yeah, I want to hit the big ones real quick.
Yeah.
Best director, I also, because I have Everything Everywhere winning the Oscar for Best Picture, I have it winning, the Daniels winning for Best Director. I'm guessing you have Spielberg.
I am having director follow Best Picture. Yep.
Dunaway, did you even know Steven Spielberg made a movie this year?
I did not actually. I did not pay attention to that part, and I'm like, been really lately. Sorry, yeah, brother.
While it's kind of under the radar that Steven freaking Spielberg is going to the Oscars with, I don't know, 4 nominations or something.
Yeah.
He won a couple of like Golden Globes and stuff.
Already, yeah. Fableman's, it's a thing. It's what he does. I mean, last year was a big year for him for West Side Story. He's on a roll. Yeah. He's doing fine.
He's doing pretty good. I like some of this later Steven Spielberg stuff. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you just like what the rain means. Loud about it either. Yeah, and puke sticks and eyeballs being replaced. You're not into that, but
I said, he's being very quiet about it. He's doing really good stuff.
Yeah, right, it's now all quiet on the Spielberg front. Yeah, sorry.
So if you're diverging on all of these other things, do you have Cate Blanchett for Best Actress?
I do have Cate Blanchett for Best Actress. Yeah, Tar was great, and there are scenes in there where you watch 4 or 5 different emotions in sequence on her face in a close up, and it's fantastic.
Cate Blanchett, Ana de Armas, Andrea Riseborough, Michelle Williams, and Michelle Yeoh. I'm gonna say Michelle Yeoh wins because the momentum is just too strong, and Cate Blanchett's won a bunch of times. So I think they're giving
her. And Michelle, I want to win. I'm betting on Michelle Yeoh winning just because she got the Golden Globe, she got the everything, every award that's gone to a Best Actress this season has gone to Michelle Yeoh. So I'm trying to play the odds.
Yeah.
We had Best Supporting Actor was a thing I wanted to ask you about, Ibbet, because
Cate Blanchett's only won twice: once for Blue Jasmine, once for The Aviator. Lots of nominations.
Right. But that's 2, right?
That's 2.
Let that's Michelle.
I wouldn't call it a lot. She's won a lot. I'd say she's won a couple.
She's won a pair. I'm just saying, let Michelle Yeoh walk off with one. It's fine. You know, she'll never get another one. Just do the one.
Didn't she got a nomination for Crouching Tiger, didn't she, Michelle Yeoh?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm taking a look. Maybe
she
not.
She probably deserved it. That was a great movie. Great role.
Too. She did. Yeah.
Oh, that was a cool.
So can we talk about?
Please. Yes.
Okay. Best Supporting Actor is our example of a category where a movie, the people who represent a movie and put these nominations in, shot themselves in the foot. They have two people nominated for Banshees of Inisherin, and then that means, generally speaking, Brendan Gleeson can't win, because there are going to be some people who vote for Barry Keoghan instead of Brendan Gleeson. Oh, sure. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and also, it's probably the feel-good story of the season that Kei Hoi Kwan is winning winning awards. So
and that's who I do have for supporting actor as well.
I'm sad for Judd Hirsch, because this is it. you had a movie finally where you get nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, you're right. Because he's a great actor and always has been, but a nomination has been a rare thing for him, and that's a bummer. He was great in Uncut Gems, a few other things like that, but yeah.
This is kind of a blink and you'll miss it role for him in Fableman's, but
I love him.
Yeah, they could have, they could have pumped up the pressure and made a big deal of him. But
I'm going to go watch Taxi later. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to watch The Goldbergs. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's not in that. That's a different guy.
Brian Dunaway, have we convinced you to watch any of these movies like in the next day?
You have. Yes, he is in Goldbergs. Hirsch, is that we talking about?
Judd Hirsch.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's the other grandpa. He's
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he's the other grandpa.
He's the shut-in grandpa.
Papa. Yeah,
not the grandpa that's the main grandpa, though.
No, he passed away.
No, not Siegel. Yeah.
No. All right. Sorry, my bad. I didn't know he was in there. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Anyway, he's Brian, Murray's are you going to have any of these? Has any of this talk made you go, oh, I'm going to see that movie now?
Not before the Oscars. I've been wanting to watch a few of these for a while.
I'll give you one that I think you ought to watch before the Oscars, and that is Black Panther: Wakanda Forever
on Disney Plus.
Angela Bassett is nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and I think she's going to win.
I think so too. I think the two favorites in this are Jamie Lee Curtis and Angela Bassett, and I think Angela Bassett gets it.
Yes, I agree, and I think I'm sorry, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Those are two of my favorites in the world.
Yeah,
The
sad thing here is also the actor actress, sorry, named Hong Chau from The Whale. She is she's brilliant, and such a distant also ran. It's too bad.
So in the case of Jamie Lee Curtis, she was nominated for like Fish Called Wanda and some other stuff, right? This isn't her first time to the rodeo.
No, she's been a couple times.
I was actually surprised she won a Golden Globe because Jamie Lee Curtis's role in Everything Everywhere is it's not acting. Sorry, she's not called upon to act. She's called upon to be this weird action star. And it's just not like it's funny and it's good, but it's not best.
She was as surprised as everybody. She's the one she freaked out.
This is her first. This is her first nomination for an Academy Award ever. She won BAFTAs for Fish Called. Or I'm sorry, she won a BAFTA for Trading Places, nominated for Fish Called Wanda. Golden Globe. She won for Anything But Love when it was a TV show with Richard Belzer. Who's the guy? Richard Lewis.
Lewis.
And she also won Best Actress, Golden Globe for True Lies.
Yeah, I think she deserves. I would love to see her win, but I think you're right. She's probably not going to win.
She did get the SAG award for Everything Everywhere All at Once as well.
Oh, I thought that was for how saggy you are after your time in Hollywood. No, that's great. So, she was completely flummoxed by that win. The video of her, she was like, "What? No, I think she said no." She goes, "Oh hell no," or something like that. That was great. But anyway,
I just want to point out that movies like Everything Everywhere All at Once and Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Top Gun Maverick. These are common popular movies that anyone could have seen and probably should. And you could, you know, like they got nominated for Oscars for a reason. And it's not that the Oscars only ever nominates the weird critic stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's that the Oscars are trying to find the best performances, best sound, best everything.
Right.
And there are often popular movies that have all that.
With 7 minutes left, we should do... Have we done actor? We haven't done actor. Let's do actor.
Oh, we did.
Did we do actor? Yeah, we did. Did we do supporting? Yeah, actor?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. And supporting actor.
Did we do... Oh, well, you know what we didn't do? Visual effects. That's a big deal for us. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think? Where are you guys at with your picks?
I think this is the only one that Avatar gets.
I do too. I agree. Technical is all Avatar is going to get.
Yeah.
Well, and also it's up against Top Gun Maverick, which is a Top Gun movie. Right. And it's like, I could see it winning, but it would be a real big surprise.
Yeah. Plus all the rest
Maverick
of these
looks really good.
It is. It does look good. But all the rest of these are, it's almost like these, hey, this is where we've gotten with special effects to the point that you don't even notice them. In All Quiet on the Western Front, you just see World War One. And the Batman, you see a bunch of Batman shit you're used to. Yeah. Top Gun looks like a really well-made movie, but you don't think about the special effects. But Avatar, that's all you think about.
Yeah. And Avatar, there were a lot of times during the movie that I forgot that I was watching mocap and watching CGI people.
Really good. Yeah, that stuff's insane.
As you know, there's an Oscar for best makeup and hairstyling that's related to this. Mm. I think it's the category where Elvis finally gets a win.
Really? So good.
I say it's The Whale. Because
the fat suit.
And Brendan Fraser will call you out if you call it a fat suit. He's like his press junket tour has been like, you know, we don't want to call it a fat suit anymore. We call it a weight enhancement.
Oh my God. Costume. I love it.
Yeah.
It's too bad that All Quiet on the Western Front isn't going to win this Oscar because the people who did the makeup and hairstyling in that movie deserve an Oscar.
Really hell yeah. Go to costume design too for fun here. Who do you think's going to get that? Yeah. Get some pretty good lists.
This is another always this category is full of really popular movies that everyone can see and should have seen. I also think Elvis is the front runner here, although I wouldn't be surprised if Wakanda Forever gets it.
I've got Black Panther as the pick for this one.
And do you think they are really intricate what they do with that movie?
Yeah.
Like if it almost feels like, oh, it's a superhero movie. Of course there's costumes, but they go extra level with the
They have to not only come up with an entire look for the people of one country, but an entire look for the people of a undersea world and make it look believable and unique, and then they succeed both ways.
And it's too bad that best costume design isn't about a single character, because then you could give an Oscar to Jamie Lee Curtis, in my opinion. Her costume design
fingers.
It's legendary. Yeah. Her costume design in that movie.
Actually, her whole her main character even is fantastic. Yeah.
So of these original screenplays, Banshees of Inisherin, Everything All at Once, The Fablemans, Tar, and Triangle of Sadness, where did you land, Ibbet? Did you
This is where another one where I've got Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think this is a lock for this category because it's an incredibly inventive story and screenplay.
Right.
I predict it will do a lot of things, everything, everywhere, all at once. And I predict that on Monday, there'll be a bunch of dumb headlines making jokes about everything.
Oh, geez.
Every Oscar, every Oscar, all at once.
All at once, Oh, my gosh. Dude, you just made me not want to
read. Somebody locked down that URL because...
I hate that idea, but you're right. They're doing it. Just
the last thing I want to quickly touch on, like I said, on Wednesday, I love Best Documentary. I always love that category. I think every year that category is the one where you're supposed to take the Oscars nominations as vetting movies for you and watch all of those because they're usually important. Then they're always really, really good documentaries. It's hard. Like I made it sound on Wednesday, like it's super easy that Navalny is just going to win, but this is hard. I rewatched Fire of Love last night and it is so freaking good. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen any of them. So I'm going with the buzz of Navalny.
There you go.
Please watch Navalny on HBO Max. If you watch only one thing in the next day,
I'll watch at least that and Fire of Love. I don't know if I'll get to it in the next day. We've got so many stupid things going on between now and tomorrow night.
Fire of Love is on Hulu. It's timeless. You can watch Fire of Love anytime. I'm going to really enjoy rooting for it and seeing it at the Oscars, but Navalny's going to win.
Okay. I haven't seen any of those either. I always look forward to these. So that's one I'm looking forward to. Do we have a pick on... what was the other one I wanted to see? Sound. Can we do sound real quick?
Sure.
All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, Batman, Elvis, and Top Gun.
Oh, I think we already did because I said that All Quiet and Sound go hand in hand.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. You did.
How about I hijack it and ask for opinions on animated short? I've actually seen The Boy, The Mole, the Fox, and The Horse.
That's my pick.
Did you like it, Dunaway? Did you enjoy it? I still haven't watched it. I keep hearing amazing.
I love
things.
It. Oh, it's so good. Animated short is usually the thing I will tune in for on the Oscars, and I like that. And I've scrubbed through my Year of Dicks, and it was about a girl and her Year of Dicks.
Yeah,
having encounters.
I think it would not be surprising for my Year of Dicks to win, but the movie star and all the rest is going to win.
Yeah, there's been so much buzz around the Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. Yeah. I just don't know how.
But please do yourselves a favor. Carve out 30 minutes and watch The Ice Merchants because for a it's heartbreaking, thrilling. It's the only animated thing I can think of that I've seen in a long time that's given me heart palpitations at one point. It's like, and it's so beautifully ended. So, and it's on YouTube. So there's no reason not to watch it.
Do we have a definitive list somewhere of any of the things that are seeable? Somebody's probably got that up somewhere.
I've been trying to cobble that together right here, right now.
I think that'd be great because if we could give that to people and say, hey, yo, Film Sack fans, here's where everything could be seen.
Most of the shorts, documentary shorts, original shorts, and animated shorts you can find on YouTube or some of them are on Vimeo. You just kind of have to search around for each one.
Those I did put on quicktms.li, all the links to where you can watch the animated shorts.
Oh, very nice. Thank you for doing that.
Yes. I'm sorry. All the shorts, not just animated, documentary, and live action.
I don't know if you guys are just better at podcasting because of all of these years or if we have just got a brain for this now, but we landed right here. Good night, everybody.